This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha today took up discussion on election reforms. Intervening in the discussion, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls were conducted several times during the Congress's regime, but now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence.
25 November 1949 को उन्होंने एक वक्तव्य दिया हमारे संविधान सभा में. On the 26 January 1950, we are going to enter into a life of contradiction. In politics, we will have a equality, and in social and economic life, we will have a inequality. In politics, we will be recognizing the principle of one man, one vote, and one value. यही principle है SIR का भी. यही हमारे election reform का आधार है. एक आदमी का एक ही वोट होना चाहिए, एक ही वैल्यू होनी चाहिए.
Participating in the discussion, Nishikant Dubey of BJP alleged that Congress, Trinamool Congress and Jharkhand Mukti Morcha win due to the votes of infiltrators. That is why they are opposing the SIR. Speaking on electoral reforms, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of duplicate voters in the electoral rolls. On the electoral reforms, Mr. Gandhi said, Reform requires machine-readable voter list for all parties a month before polling and demanded withdrawal of the law that permits destruction of CCTV footage. Several other members, including Manish Tiwari of Congress, Sanjay Jaiswal of BJP, Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav and Kalyan Banerjee of Trinamool Congress, took part in the discussion. Later, Lok Sabha Speaker said that the members who did not get the opportunity to participate in the debate today will get their chance tomorrow. The Speaker adjourned the House for the day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Vande Mataram was the mantra that awakened India's cultural nationalism and remains as relevant today as it was during the freedom struggle. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in the nation's journey towards a Viksit Bharat.
वंदे मातरम के प्रति समर्पण की जरूरत.
The need for dedication towards Vande Mataram existed when the national song was created. It existed during the freedom struggle. It exists today and it will remain even in 2047 when a developed India is built. Because this immortal composition awakens feelings of devotion, duty and dedication towards Mother India.
कर्तव्य के भाव जागृत करने वाली कृति है.
Participating in the discussion, Leader of the Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said Congress made Vande Mataram the slogan during the freedom struggle. He said when Mahatma Gandhi started the non-cooperation movement, lakhs of freedom fighters from the Congress went to jail chanting Vande Mataram. The anti-parliamentary party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar, JDU MP Sanjay Jha, Rashtriya Lok Morcha Chief Upendra Kushwaha and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today held a meeting with IndiGo's top management to review the stabilization measures. In a social media post, he informed that IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers was summoned to the ministry to provide an update. The minister said that Mr. Elbers has confirmed that full refunds for flights affected till 6 December have been completed. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Maharashtra for tomorrow. Similar conditions will prevail over Marathwada, North Interior Karnataka, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana and West Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. In men's cricket, Jose India were 98 for 4 in 13.2 overs against South Africa in the first T20 of the five-match series at Cuttack in Orissa when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.